Well, if paying tax to Caesar is a mark of epiphany, then we are all revealed to be kings. Well, now that I think about it, it may be truer than we thought. Right before this remarkably arcane little story, Jesus speaks about his going into death. This was, of course, right upon his transfiguration, when he shone like the star, and God the Father said, "This is my Son." Son of God, transfigured, then transfixed. I think this is perhaps a paradigm for this business of the Son's freedom. Kings are such that have all things, and having all things, they are free. Free to choose, free to bind themselves to the things they love. So it is with God our Father. He's King. He is, as it were, exacts his taxes, the demands and the anxieties of life, where they come from being bound to the things of the world. Sometimes bad things, sometimes good things. But have you ever noticed that everything you're bound to in this world has its cost? It's laborious to live in this life. Demands all around. And it's yet in this life that God has placed us to live in faith and hope and charity. And so it was that out of His love, while we were yet sinners, Paul would remind us, God sent His Son. Freely did so. No constraint out of His fatherly heart. That's the freedom of love. You do it. Not just because you want to, because you, at least in His case, you are such a God that this is what you do. And so in this sent one, freely sent and free in His own mission, God transfixed Himself to the cares of the world. He was, as it were, nailed to them, bound to them as inseparably as we are to our tasks, obligations, and duties, and those that constitute those things. He transfixed Himself there, steadfastly expressing what it means to be a son who is free. And yet, because free, able to give Himself over to the cares of the world out of love. This is our Lord Jesus. Not only a paradigm of our life, but the source in the center of it. I suppose that's why we sing hymns. At least sometimes I think this is so. Kind of a quest for freedom. A prayer in music that we be like He is. And that's why we sang, "Oh, grant us your Holy Spirit that we might love you more." In a way, that's the only prayer we can sing and say, because here we are sojourners whose life is defined by cares and by worries, anxiousnesses, and finally, our own death. No matter, says this little gospel lesson just read. No matter. Sons are free. So they can do these things and go into these things because they are free. And you are free because you are in me and mine, and I am He who is freedom. Because I am Him who is love. So God so loved the world. God so loved you and me that He sent His Son into the flesh, our flesh. That our life, which we live only in the flesh, may be sanctified and made free for His service. Didn't know I could get so much out of a tax collecting story, did you? I think it's all there. I mean, what is there if Jesus is the subject of the story? As He most certainly is. And so may He be so to you and to me, even unto eternal life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.